When U.S. President Donald Trump lands in Riyadh on Tuesday, he will be greeted with opulent ceremonies, gilded palaces, and the prospect of $1 trillion in investments. But the raging war in Gaza has denied him one goal he has long craved: Saudi-Israel normalization. Behind the scenes, U.S. officials are quietly pressing Israel to agree to an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, one of Saudi Arabia's preconditions for any restart of normalization talks, said two Gulf sources close to official circles and a U.S. official. Trump's Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff told an audience at the Israeli embassy in Washington this week that he imminently expected progress on expanding the Abraham Accords, a set of deals brokered by Trump in his first term, under which Arab states, including the UAE, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco, recognized Israel. "We think we will have some or a lot of announcements very, very shortly, which we hope will yield progress by next year," Witkoff said in a video of his speech. He is expected to accompany Trump on his visit to the Middle East. However, opposition by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to a permanent stop to the war, or to the creation of a Palestinian state, make progress on similar talks with Riyadh unlikely, two of the sources said. Saudi Arabia does not recognize Israel as legitimate, meaning the Middle East's two most advanced economies and military powers do not have formal diplomatic ties. Supporters of normalizing relations say it would bring stability and prosperity to the region, while countering Iran's influence. Establishing ties has become especially toxic for Saudi Arabia, the birthplace of Islam, since the start of Israel's war in Gaza. As such, the issue, central to bilateral talks in Trump's first term, has effectively been delinked from economic and other security matters between Washington and the kingdom, according to six other sources Reuters spoke with for this story, including two Saudi and two U.S. officials. The people all asked to remain anonymous to speak about sensitive diplomatic conversations. Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, needs the Gaza war to end and a credible path to a Palestinian state before he re-engages with the issue of normalization, said Dennis Ross, a former U.S. negotiator. In the meantime, Washington and Riyadh will focus Trump's trip largely on the economic partnership and other regional matters, according to the six sources. Lucrative investments such as major deals in arms, mega projects, and artificial intelligence are in play, officials from both sides stressed. The approach was cemented in diplomatic talks between Saudi and U.S. officials ahead of the trip, the first formal state visit of Trump's second term, they said. Trump's stated aim is to secure a $1 trillion investment in U.S. companies, building on an initial commitment of $600 billion pledged by the Crown Prince.